I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says he's calling a special legislative session for a state lottery. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Bentley's office released a video yesterday saying he wants lawmakers to approve legislation that would let voters decide whether to greenlight a constitutional amendment to allow a lottery. Bentley says the time has come to find a permanent solution to fix some of the state's financial issues.
This solution will provide funding that we can count on year after year without ever having to raise your taxes or put one more Band-Aid on our state's money problems.
The governor says the state has to find a solution to a funding crisis in Medicaid. He says lottery proceeds would go to essential state services that aid children, the elderly, the mentally ill, and law enforcement. The announcement does not include a date for the special session. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
The Alabama Supreme Court has ordered Sumter County Sheriff Tyrone Clark to be removed from office for corruption and neglect of duty. Justices issued that unanimous decision yesterday afternoon after more than 2 days of testimony in Clark's impeachment trial. State prosecutors accused Sheriff Clark of a variety of misconduct charges, including allowing an inmate being held on drug trafficking charges to leave jail unsupervised, return with contraband, and avoid being searched. A former deputy testified that the inmate had the passcode to the jail's surveillance system. After the decision was issued, Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange said justice had been served. Clark's defense attorney had characterized the charges as a case of small-town politics blown out of proportion. Clark is not currently facing any criminal charges. The city of Mobile will try and take a step toward healing a rift between its police department and the community at large. APR's Pat Duggins has more on today's public hearing and what it hopes to accomplish.
The Mobile City Council will hear arguments for and against a police oversight board. Tensions between the department and members of Mobile's African-American community stem from the June shooting of Michael Moore, who was black, by a white police officer. The incident is being investigated by the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department. The shooting also prompted calls for a citizens' review board. Mayor Sandy Stimson and Mobile's police chief James Barber opposed the idea, but they offered a compromise, which will be examined today. The plan calls for a 14-member board appointed by the mayor and the city council. Each nominee would have to attend Mobile's Police Citizens Academy and then go for ride-alongs with officers every 3 months. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And Alabama Governor Robert Bentley recently announced the timeline for a special election to fill a vacant seat in the State House of Representatives. The House seat for District 41 was previously held by Representative Mike Hill, who was recently tapped as the new superintendent of the State Banking Department. Now your forecast.
Another hot summer day in store with highs getting into the 90s. Once again, we'll see scattered showers and storms also developing once again this afternoon. They'll be coming to an end early this evening as we'll see temperatures once again dropping down into the mid-70s. I'm WVUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local forecast.